pre-season as well. Let's get into the West Coast Eagles rooms, because the man who got a bit of a stinger on the AC joint was Nathan Vardy, and he had to shoulder most of the ruck work throughout the afternoon. Congratulations, Nathan.
Hey, boys. How you going? Thank you.
Good. How is the shoulder? Was it a stinger on the AC joint?
Nah, it's just a big knee right between the shoulder blades. Just took the wind right out of my sails.
Well, you were able to recover. Was there any genuine concern? Was there any thought of you not coming back on the ground? Or you had a few minutes break, you were fine?
Yeah, it was just a couple of minutes. Just get me breath back. And the key was sort of to keep warm at half time, so I didn't seize up too much. But probably going to be sore tonight, I'd imagine.
What was the debrief from Adam Simpson? What did he say to you boys after the game?
No, he actually didn't speak at all. He just said, we'll review this one and we'll speak on Monday. Just, I think he's really wrapped and just let the emotion sink in and then assess in a few days' time.
He should be wrapped. What's it like playing against Goldie in the ruck?
Yeah, well, he's obviously a very good ruckman. It probably helped me a little bit today with the throw-up. He sort of had no choice but to run and jump at it. And, obviously when it's a bounce, there's a lot more randomness to it, and he's got a lot more tricks. But he can sneak forward well. He obviously got on the end of a few today. But, it's another challenge. I had Max Gorn last week, and it's just a couple of guys I can learn off and, hopefully keep progressing with my ruck craft.
Now, it's good to see number 19 out there, and I was worried about you when you got that big knee back in the middle of the back, Vards, I've got to say. Now, when it comes to the start of the game, North Melbourne came at you, and it took a long time to shake them off.
Yeah, definitely. We knew that was going to be the case here. Obviously, well, a lot of teams these days are built on pressure, and we knew it was going to be hot. And being a fast track here at Etihad that they play well on, so we knew it was going to be like that. We sort of said before the game, we're not going to go in at quarter time and be six goals up. We're not going to go in at half time and be six goals up. It was just going to be a grind, and we just had to back ourselves in that we're going to break him open at some stage.
Now, was that the best Gatorade shower you've ever had? And I don't reckon you would have been in a Gatorade shower with two other blokes that have played 300-plus games, and I doubt that they probably had as good a shower many years ago.
Yeah, it's very interesting, wasn't it? A couple of those guys would be 15-odd years between their showers, but I never knew Gatorade stung so bad when it went in your eyes.
You sure it was Gatorade?
Yeah, I hope so.
Mate, you can't control a lot of things, but you were able to, along with Jeremy McGovern and also Elliot Yeo, I thought, when the ball was in the back 50 for North Melbourne, you were able to set up that wall of defence, and every time they brought it out, there was one of you three there. I mean, that must be a good feeling when you can have an impact on the game by turning the ball back constantly like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's obviously a big part of the game these days, to try and get turnovers in your forward half. And, if we can sort of set up that wall and keep the ball inside our 50, our forwards are just so dangerous. Obviously, JK got on the end of 7 or 8 today, and the other boys kicked a few as well. So if we can just keep repeat entries, those boys are just going to kick bags every week.
Well, good on you, Nathan. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. You can go and get yourself all cleaned up and rehabilitated and get on the plane. And, well, it's onwards and upwards from here, hopefully.
That's it, mate. Hopefully, we can just keep on our winning way.
Hey, Nathan, I've got one more for you. What was it like, a Victorian moving over to Perth and starting a new life on the other side of the country?
Oh, it was difficult the first week or so, but having the footy club and the guys here and the support team and everything to make it so cruisy helped heaps. And I've probably had the luxury, obviously, with the other guys of being a bit older. I reckon it might have been a bit harder, you know, fresh out of TAC Cup and as an 18-year-old. But so far, I've loved the city, loved the footy club, loved the people. So loving my time over the West at the moment.
Good on you, Nathan. All the best.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Nathan Vardy there, who shouldered, pardon the punt, most of the ruck today because of the fact that Drew Petrie, we think for SKG.